I did like a real slow fade there, like a true professional. I don't know if you caught that.
How to pronounce German correctly.
Try it.
No.
Try it. You'll like it.
No, what if I'm really bad
at it? But German is a beautiful language. Try it. Have you heard Ken do it on his show?
Very. I can't.
Come on.
No, I can't. Oh, hey, everyone. It's 6.03 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
My name is Michelle.
And we have a show tonight.
Yes, but first.
No, I can't do it. You do it.
I'm doing this instead. Thanks to everyone who made the WFMU 2016 right. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
That was weird. Normally you're so cool.
I'm so not cool, Michelle. Come on. If anyone knows that my whole cool thing is fake, it's you.
I was trying to be... Well, anyway. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks. It's a new chair.
My God.
Thanks to everyone who made WFMU's 2016 record for a huge success.
I think we need to especially thank all of our speed dating contestants.
That was super fun show.
Especially the winner, Tim Harris, who we have been talking about all week long about what a gentleman he was.
Yeah, he was great. We had a great time. Extra special thanks to all the volunteers and, of course, to Matt Warwick, Mr. Popularity.
Ugh, Matt Warwick.
So
Daddy
annoying.
Garbage.
So great. Everyone loves him. So awesome.
I like to say he's the new Bryce. Right?
Anyway, see you next year.
Till then.
I love the record.
Next time we see weirdos will be October for our meetup.
Uh-huh.
The last one was so fun. Don't even try to deny it.
I did have a good time. I danced.
Yeah, you did. It's good to be back.
Is it?
Yeah, I missed it. I like my weirdos. My boobs hurt.
How do you say cake?
How are you going to find that in there?
I found it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is pizza in there?
Oh, let's look.
Ow. I'm getting a zit on my lip, bro. Look at it. Did you see it earlier?
Well, now I have to know how to
Okay, can you put
pizza.
The book down? We are professional broadcasters. Look at this zit.
Nice zit, professional broadcaster.
That's why I'm on the radio and not on camera.
I can't even see that zit.
Oh my God, it hurts so bad.
This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. You are lucky enough to be listening to us over terrestrial radio as well as online at WFMU.org. You can join our comments community there. And you can call us, 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. And the topic is...
Describe your best day in three words. Go. Go. Yours was
sex drugs, rock and roll. But rock and roll is actually three words.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Pizza, parties.
Penis.
What was yours?
Beach.
Babes. No, what was it?
I don't remember.
Beach, beer, babes, bitches?
I don't really like beer. Yeah, I do like beer, I guess.
Vodka,
Vicodin,
vaginal
orgasm.
Now you're talking.
Oh, wait, that's two words.
Oh. It's harder than I thought. So rhyming words get more points.
Rhyming words or alliteration?
Alliteration. Pardon.
Pardon.
Pardon, I didn't know the grammar police had arrived.
Yeah, I'm here, bitch. This show's gonna suck.
I don't know, I think it maybe could be like really positive, actually.
I look skinny.
Because it's not like describe your worst day ever, where it's like murder, cat, funeral.
Wait, maybe something. We should do your best and your worst. Although you just nailed it. I mean,
no, that's a good idea, though.
Who has a worse day than murder, cat, funeral? Wait, cat? Wait,
I
what?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Murder, heartbreak, funeral. Rape.
What?
Wait, rape? That would suck. Rape, heartbreak, funeral.
Rape, Abortion.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. Ooh, abortions suck. Rape. What was it? Abortion funeral?
Rape. No. Incense? No.
Incest?
Now I'm just trying to think of horrible things. This is terrible. I like the other one better. But should we do both just for kicks?
They have to describe their best and worst day.
In three words.
So six total.
All right. Can you guys handle six words?
I don't know. Probably not. Call us at 201-209-9368, and you can join our comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
Normally, I don't like to drink when I come on the air.
We're not drinking in here.
I know I'm not drinking in here, but upstairs, I had one of those Fiend du Monde, and I drank it really fast.
You did drink faster than usual.
I was working so hard today, I didn't, like...
You did all the things.
I did all the things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do all the things all the time now.
Me too.
I'm just going to do all the things.
I've been thinking a lot about YOLO.
Have you? That's kind of like I want to do all the things.
Yeah.
I'm going to do all the things. Record Fair put me in party mode. And then now I'm like, I need to party all the time. I need to do all the things. I need to work hard and I need to play hard. That's why I'm going to support all the things.
I support this 100%.
I'm going to do all the things.
I'm drunk.
If you say, like, have you ever done that? I'm going to say yes.
Okay, but you haven't yet. But you're going to.
I'm going to do all the things.
Okay. And feel all the feels?
No, I'd rather not.
That's why you're going to party, so that you don't feel the feels. You're just going to
feel
do
the feelings. I just want to do the things.
Right.
Because I want to do the bad things, too.
Like what?
I don't know. I was talking to someone this weekend about how, like, you know how when you feel like there's a wild animal living inside you, and if it doesn't, like, climb out your mouth immediately, that you feel like you're going to die?
Okay. Yes.
You know, like when your skin gets itchy?
I mean, no, but okay.
Like,
yeah.
When that, like, wild wolf is, like, trying to climb out of your mouth to, like, do all the bad things, and then your skin feels itchy.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
All right. I've had that feeling a lot lately, which means I need to do all the things.
You need to let the animal out.
I need to let the wild animal loose.
So does that mean you're going to be slutty?
I'm going to do all the things.
Because I think that I want to become a slut for the summer.
I'm going to do all the things.
You know, one day I'm going to be old, so I might as well have a good time now.
Joy would say have a good time now.
YOLO is what I'm saying.
Right.
Exactly. I've been thinking a lot about YOLO. All right, let's do this.
Yeah, let's do all the things.
Oh, we killed all the calls. We had a full board.
201-209-9368. Call now. You will get through. That's a promise. We often lie. That's a promise. 201-209-9368.
But only if you're the first person.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, no one's calling.
They'll call. Don't worry about it. Don't worry your pretty little head about it, baby.
You know why? Because I only live once. Why worry?
Why worry?
Plus, it could be worse. I could be ugly. Someone at work says that to me every time I'm stressed out.
That you could be ugly.
That's horrible. Could be ugly. And I'm like, you're right.
Who says that? That's a horrible thing to say. Matthew?
No, oh, girl. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I'm going to go weed, whiskey, wedding.
Weed? Wait, wedding?
Yeah, I love a good wedding.
Why?
Boys like a good wedding because they always get to make out with a girl who's overly emotional
like
and
the sad
wild.
Fat girl?
No, like the girl who's just wild.
Like you. You'd be that girl?
Always.
Did you
seriously just
do that?
Yeah.
You hook up with someone at every wedding?
Yeah.
I've never hooked up with anyone at a wedding.
I do terrible things at weddings.
Tell me more, sir. Have you done dirty things at weddings?
Yeah, sure.
Like what?
Like get...
Get laid around a wedding. You get a good meal. Everyone's drunk.
Do you party. Get...
Yeah, sure.
Do you get,
how do I say this? The oral kind of?
You know, it takes all kinds.
Wait, so like, honestly, you go to a lot of weddings and you pretty much hook up with someone at all of them? I've been missing out.
You never... Anyway. Wedding sex is kind
of
like
sex. First of all, I don't go to many weddings just because I hate them. But I've never hooked up after or during a wedding.
The worst is when it happens during a family wedding and then your whole family knows that you hooked up with, like, the hot Australian dude.
Where'd the hot Australian dude come from?
He, like, came with someone.
Look, there ain't no hot Australian dudes at my family's Nicaraguan weddings. Sorry. I wish there was.
What about your three words for your worst day?
Yeah, what's your worst day?
I'm going to go abortion, amputation, alimony.
Ooh. All in one day?
Yeah.
He did the alliteration. What's your name, mister?
My name's Alex.
All in one day?
Alex, you're on the list. I don't remember what your answers were, but I liked your voice.
Well, thank you very much.
Hot. Yeah. Plus, he gets laid at every wedding. That must mean he's not a bad-looking dude.
No, women at weddings are crazy.
Wait, because they just, like, are all lovey-dovey?
I don't know. It's like, there's a lot of feelings at weddings.
Eh. All right, Alex, have a good one.
Have a good one.
This chair is the worst.
Do you want to switch to this chair? I'll switch with you. You want to switch?
No.
You want to complain about it the rest of the hour?
No. I'm going to go over there and get that thing over there.
All right, you get that thing. 201-209-9368.
I'm going to get that thing.
She's going to get that thing. Do all the things.
Did you see?
I saw.
Did you see me get that thing?
You look pretty.
Why?
I don't know. I like your outfit.
Is that why you asked me if my glasses were new today?
I don't know. You look nice.
I got skinny, right?
Yeah.
No?
You look the same. Sorry. You always look great. Your body is beautiful.
Oh, my God. Why are you being so nice to me today, Michelle?
I don't know. You seem sad.
I'm not sad.
Just kidding.
Yellow. I'm chilling. I'm hungover. I'm good.
You're partying? You're doing all the things?
I partied. I did all the things last night. I did all them things.
You did all the things last night?
No, not all of them. Okay.
Did you do any of the things?
No.
No. 201-209-9368.
Did you do all the things?
Not last night.
You did all the things this week?
Not all the things.
But a lot of things?
Some of the things.
A lot of those things?
Some of the things.
With who?
Lots of people. I'm just having a good time lately.
Oh my God, me too. I'm going to become such a whore.
It's not, I'm not a whore. I'm having a good time. I'm a girl who likes to have a good time.
Remember when we had the bitch versus slut show and my answer was bitch? Do you remember?
Yeah, of course I remember.
Starting now to the end of the summer, my answer is slut.
As it always should have been.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Gumby from Bayonne.
Hey, Gumby. What's up?
Okay, I just found out today I have to go to a wedding in a year. Barf. Like, how could you even know you're going to be with the same person in a year?
No, you don't have to ask them yet.
But I have my three words.
Okay, go.
Three inputs enthusiastically.
What?
That's disgusting.
Jesus.
What the hell is wrong with you, you
this
pervert?
This is a family show.
Oh, my God. I thought you were a gentleman, Gumby.
Well, what can I tell you?
That was a good answer, lady. Though.
Good that was a good answer.
Love.
Have a good one.
Bye.
I liked that answer.
I liked it, too. Normally, his phone sounds better, though. But.
Who's texting me when they know I'm on the air? What kind of friend is that?
Your friends who are always like, hey, did you do your show tonight? When it's like, yeah, I've done my show every Friday night for 5 years. Why are you asking me?
Someone's inviting me to a party, but it's 6:15 on a Friday.
I want to go to a party.
It's not tonight. You should not be texting me between 6 and 7 p.m. on a Friday.
I want to go to the party. Can I go to the party?
Sure. It's with Shruti. She got her hair blonde. Do you want to see?
Oh, yeah.
I'll show you after.
Let's do all the things.
I'm going to do all the damn things.
201-209-9368. Three words describing your best day. Three words describing your worst day. Did you have fun at the record fair?
I had a great time at
you were
the
there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yep.
As was I.
Why wouldn't we be?
I showed up in my workout gear.
You did?
9 o'clock Saturday morning. Like, hey, Ken. Hey, Matt. Anything I can do here?
Seriously? Did you do anything?
Yeah. I helped for a little while, and then I went to the gym.
I helped carry the money.
You're good at carrying the money.
I know. I got drunk.
I had some beers.
We sold some shirts. We sold a signed, an exclusive, one and only signed Shut Up Weirdo hat
for a birthday
to a
gift.
Man named Pete, whose birthday it was. Happy birthday, Pete. And I think the woman who bought
surprise.
It was named Julie.
That was not a surprise.
Oh, whoops.
Happy birthday, Pete.
Oops. Hi. Two zero one two zero nine nine three six eight. I don't feel like answering the phones tonight.
Just answer the phones.
Let's talk about our speed dating.
That was weird.
That was funny.
Was it?
Yes.
It was.
We made them feel so uncomfortable. It was
yeah,
the best.
You were mean.
All the dudes lied to us. The only person who was honest about how many people they have slept with was the woman.
You think everyone lied?
Yes. I think every single one of those guys lied.
I don't think they all lied.
They all lied.
I don't think they all lied.
She was the only one. I sent her a t-shirt for her honesty.
We sent her a t-shirt.
We sent her a t-shirt for her honesty. Amanda. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, girls. It's Rooster in Olapa, Florida.
Hey Rooster. Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Hey. Well, Scott called me and said that you won his best moment. Three Yuck. Words.
Yes.
Well, you girls are tough, let me tell you. But here it is. He's got it in two versions. The first is 5,000 people. And that's his party that he had for 5,500 people. Very successful
what?
Party, by the way. I was impressed.
Are you confused?
And his other version of that is, I did what?
Wait, that's his best day? I did what?
Or is that his worst day?
I'm referring to the exact same thing.
What?
The party. I did what?
Oh, right. Right on.
I did a party for that many people. I did what?
So, the party was good.
It was excellent.
Epic.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Rooster? How come you never answer the question?
Well, I had a really great moment one time, and I would say, in three words, very big wave.
Very big waves.
Yeah.
Were you surfing?
No.
Was it a lady?
No, I was on a cruise
trip.
Ship.
Oh, acid trip.
What the hell?
Headed from New York Harbor to Bermuda.
That sounds cool.
And we caught a hurricane along the way. And I'm the adventurous type. I went up on the bow of the ship where you're not supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was up there, we hit this wave and mm-hmm. the water came up through the hole where the anchor chain goes through. And I looked at that spout of water, and I wanted to know how high it went. And I looked up, and I was looking up underneath the curl of the wave that was about to break over the bow of the cruise ship. It's a 1,000-foot cruise ship. And anyway, as you can tell, I made it out of that one, okay?
You're lucky.
All right, it's thanks like for calling, Rooster catch. And Scott. Have a good one.
Love you.
Bye, Rooster.
Some guy was telling me the other day about people who go surfing in the Gulf of Mexico,
mm-hmm.
but there's no waves there, so they ride the waves from, like, the big tankers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he said the waves, like, they never end. Like, you could ride them for, like, half an hour because they go on for so long.
That's cool.
Isn't that crazy?
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
How far do you have to go out, though?
I don't know.
I don't like the big waves. I like riding the small waves, breakers.
You just like to get it over with?
No, but I like a... I don't like... No. Funny, though.
Thanks.
Funny.
Thank you,
You're
Michelle.
Laughing at yourself.
Thank you, Michelle.
You look proud.
I look pretty.
You always look so pretty. Do you want to go out tonight? You want to do all the things tonight?
There's bowling tonight. If I'm going out, I'm going bowling.
I'm not doing that.
But I'm only going bowling if someone drives me home.
I'm not going bowling because I don't like going places where I can't be 100% independent. And if I go bowling, I won't be able to leave when I want to leave.
Or you can just make whoever's driving you home leave when you want to leave.
That never happens because you'll be in charge and you'll leave when you want to leave and no one will...
I don't want to stay out.
Uh-uh. I like being able to be like, I'm leaving right now, goodbye.
Okay.
That's how I live. That's why I live in New York City, because I can do whatever I want to do when I want to do it.
Okay, I'm not... I'm not arguing with you. Relax. Take a chill pill, brah.
Oh, I will.
Just take
I'll take all the chill pills.
Why don't you drink a mint? Eat a mint.
Those mints were so fun this weekend.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Oh, my God, Caroline.
How are you?
Hi.
Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. What's up?
Nothing. Michelle, don't you think it's cute how Frangry keeps on saying she's going to become a slut as if she isn't one already?
So cute.
I mean, come on, Frangry.
I'm not.
Kidding.
I used to be a slut. Now I'm a good girl.
Now we're just old.
Yeah, now I'm just old and I can't get laid.
Angry, how do you become a slut with such small breasts?
I have giant breasts, so you obviously don't know what you're talking about.
Really big.
Caroline, maybe you need to get more informed.
Okay, well, best night. Three words. One, Michelle.
What?
Two, ecstasy. Three, Vegas.
All right, Caroline. What's your worst day? Let me guess. The first word is frangry.
That time we had to take her out. Awful. Talk about a pity party. Yeah.
All right, Caroline. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Mazel.
I don't know who that is, but I love...
So weird.
I love him.
He's so weird. He sounds like a YouTube sensation.
Yeah, you should have a YouTube channel for sure. Somebody wrote on the comments board, this girl is funny.
Do you hear that?
It's a band downstairs, no?
It's a rock and roll band tonight at Monty Hall. Rock and roll.
How come we're not staying for the band and we're going bowling instead?
I might stay for the band. Yeah. I'm not going bowling.
I don't think I want to go bowling either. I'm not going bowling. I'm like not in it.
That's
although they have the best curly fries I've ever eaten in my life.
But I thought you might Blue Apron me tonight.
I don't have Blue Apron today. Mm. I didn't get it this week. Oh, see, I like how you have your own plans that you haven't shared with me that I'm part of.
It happens all the time, and then people wonder why I get disappointed, and then I forget to tell them that I had this whole
thing in your head.
Yeah. Yeah. I have, like, major expectations.
And that happens to me. I get really mad at boyfriends about stuff
like
that.
Yeah. Finally, the other day, I was like, this is what I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen, just so, like, I can't get disappointed. And I was like, you're going to take me out for nachos, then you're going to buy me a burger.
Well, the best
part is... We're going to get three cocktails... And then you're going to walk me home and you're not going
to
sleep over.
Well, and then the best part is that people are like, to you, okay.
Yeah. And then they go, okay, you should have just said something.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the way it works. When you want something in life, you got to say what you want.
I mean, normally I'm like, want, take, have. But then sometimes, normally I'm like, want, take, have.
That's your perfect day. That's my day. Want, take, have. That's your perfect day.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
Yeah, I know, honey.
Oh, my God, it is.
Michelle was complaining earlier tonight that Scott Williams forced her to buy him a beer on his birthday.
I didn't pay for anything all week, and people keep buying me things and taking me out.
How come I paid for a copy of Tusk?
I'm going to buy you a beer. I'm going to take you out for noodles.
How come I paid for my own beers?
Let's go on a walk. Let me buy you dinner.
Let's go on a walk?
Thomas and I went on a walk.
Well, you don't have to pay to go on a walk.
Well, yeah, that's true, but we went to go get noodles. I ate noodles twice.
Yeah, I know. Thomas and Joe bought you noodles. Guess who bought me something? Nobody.
You got flowers today and I didn't.
Thanks, Bennett. Yeah, he gave me flowers because he bought you Tusk.
He bought me Tusk. Thanks, Bennett.
Nobody bought me shiz.
Ooh.
You got scared?
Mm-hmm.
Call us, because we don't have any calls, at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is describe your best day in three words.
I like this topic.
I'm just having a good time
taking
being
her
here.
Easy? Yeah. You're taking her easy?
I'm taking her easy tonight. I got a little mouse back in my apartment.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw him.
How big is he?
He's like this.
Is he cute?
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
Maybe he could be your pet.
He was gray, and he ran away from me.
Where? What room did you see him in?
Well, I heard him from my bed.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. And then I went in, and he ran under the refrigerator.
Aw, he's cute.
Little guy.
Did you put poison?
Yep.
What kind?
I don't know. I didn't do it. The exterminator came.
Not those glue traps.
No, I specifically told the doorman that I wanted poison and not glue traps and don't mess with me. And he said, well, when he dies and he can't find him, I'm not coming to get him. And I was like, oh, yes, you are.
Well, you can get the house. That's better than the glue trap.
Oh, you're coming to get him.
You can get the house.
When I smell death in my apartment, he's coming to find it.
My apartment always smells like death.
That's true. It's because you're dark.
It's because I'm dying inside every minute of every day.
My apartment smells like lollipops.
Does it?
No. It kind of just smells like socks.
When I think of your apartment, it smells like cable television and money.
Wait, what? What the hell is wrong with you? How does my apartment smell like cable television and
money?
The
smell of a new remote control?
It's not new. It's dirty.
I don't know. Your apartment smells like cable television and money.
Money?
Yeah.
I don't have that much money.
Yeah, you have more than me, so that's a lot.
Yeah, but I also have a full-time job.
I have 3 jobs. I work 80 hours a week. And I'm an artist. Why are you laughing?
Jake Gould on the comments board says he was gray and ran away from Frankie. Husband material. Oh, man, that's good.
That's funny. The new shirts came in today from the marathon. Did you see them?
Our shirts?
No, not our shirts. They're not here yet.
Yeah, where the hell are our shirts?
They're coming. All the stuff's going out soon, so you should be getting your bills. I hope you're paying your bills.
We don't have any calls.
201-209-9368.
Not that I really care, to be totally
honest. I care. 201-209-9368. We'd love to hear from you. It is Friday night.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi, hey, Ted.
Hey. So, not very creative, but for me, definitely was liver transplant surgery. Because if not, I wouldn't be alive.
What's the worst?
Liver transplant
surgery. Is it the same?
No, the worst. You know, I don't really think I ever have bad days. So I can't.
Everyone
even
has.
Oh, come on, Ted. Everyone has bad days.
I mean, nothing serious.
You are lucky to be alive, Ted.
We're lucky to have you, Ted.
Did you have fun at the record fair, Ted?
I'm sorry?
Did you have fun at the record fair?
I had a blast.
So fun, right?
So fun.
You guys were amazingly you were great at the record fair. And like I told you, Michelle, you seemed happier than I ever saw you.
I love to party.
Michelle loves the record fair. She goes crazy. She dances all weekend.
I dance, and I sell T-shirts, and I party for 3 days. And it's a good time.
Well, what about me? I look pretty, right?
What?
Nothing.
What?
All right, just Ted, nice to hear from you. Have a good one.
You too, guys. Bye.
Wait. Okay, Cindy has the best answers on the comments board, and I don't know if I can say them.
Okay, I'll put my finger on the button.
If I put a period between them, I think I can say them all. But as oral, period, I can't say oral?
You can say oral. I didn't do it.
Okay, period. Sex, period. Party, period. Right? That's her best day. Got it?
I got it.
Worst day? STD.
That's funny. She's on the list. Oh.
Cindy, you're on the list.
What's the list?
Oh, the list is, for those of you who don't know, but by now you know, our favorite answer gets on the list, and then at the end of the hour, we pick our number one answer, and they win a free T-shirt. So, Cindy, you might win a free T-shirt.
And it's a T-shirt you can't buy, you can't have, you can only
People at the record fair were asking us for them, and we were like, sorry, pal. You gotta win a show. It will never be on sale ever. And the T-shirt's creator, Greg, said he will never let us sell it.
He did say that?
Yep.
Wow. Laying down the law.
That's right. That's right. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Francine. Hi, Michelle.
Excuse
me? This is Illinois Colin.
No, wrong name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Frangry.
Thank you.
Who
or,
is this?
Or Franny, if you want.
Okay, I'll call you Franny then.
Or Frangles. Shut up! You like you Frangles.
Like... I do like Frangles.
Frangles is awesome.
Okay, what's your name again?
My name is Illinois.
Illinois.
Cool.
My my best day would be found an ounce.
What's your worst? Smoked it all.
No.
Come on, smoked it all was funny.
That is funny.
Girlfriend cheating bitch would be the worst.
Oh my goodness!
Whoa, that is bad.
Whoa, you gotta explain that one. That came from the soul. Tell us what she did to you.
You know, we were probably going out for about a year. I was kind of starting to think, you know, seriously.
Well yeah, a year. Yeah.
Nah.
And,
Michelle.
I found out that she was sleeping with probably seven other guys.
Yeah, but you know what? YOLO.
Happens.
You're right.
Happens.
You are right.
You never
YOLO.
Had the talk.
I mean, you might as well have a good time.
Right before you think you have to have that talk, you go wild. And you just have to hook up with everyone because you're like, I'm going to have a boyfriend any minute and I'm not going to be able to be with anyone else. So when you really like someone, you have to make out with everyone. You have to do all the things.
So then what happened?
What's that?
So then you found out she was sleeping with seven other dudes and you were like, you're a bitch.
Yeah, I'm done with
slut.
You, so I went and I slept with her sister. And
what did he say?
He said he hooked up with her sister.
Yeah, she was really good looking, too.
Oh, my God, her sister's a bitch.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Oh, my God, that was an evil laugh, too.
I am evil.
Oh, well, maybe you deserved it then. Maybe
yeah.
It was karma?
You got yours.
You know what? I think you're right.
What goes around comes around, Illinois.
I kind of like you, Illinois.
Yeah, you're bad.
Yeah, you seem bad.
Gee, thanks. I've been a big fan of your show for a really, really long time.
Right, because it's so good.
First-time caller?
I am a first-time caller.
Congratulations.
I've been listening since the Andy days. So it's
Whoa, that's old school right
this
there.
This is exciting.
Yeah, I like it much better now.
Well, obviously.
So we've heard.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, let's not go there. Okay, well, welcome, Illinois, and we hope to hear from you again. We like you. Welcome to the world of the weirdos.
Diabolical.
Thank you so much, and I hope that you guys have a great weekend.
Have a good one.
You too.
I like that guy.
I like him, too. He's doing all the things. 201-209-9368. Call now. You'll get through. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Those bands were really fun at the record fair, too.
That last one was cool. I liked that one. But I didn't like their attitudes or the way they walked in or what they were wearing or their sunglasses or really anything physically about any of them. But the music was good.
They put on a good show, I thought.
Yeah. The show was good.
201-209-9368.
Excuse me. You're on the radio.
The last one was cool.
You got to turn your radio down.
Oh.
Yep,
okay.
It's you, buddy. You're it.
Thank
Welcome.
You.
And see.
Okay, hello. You're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay, again, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Okay. Get it. Take a deep breath. Count to five, not 10, because that's too long.
Okay.
Okay, are you okay?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, my God.
How's it going? What are your three words?
Oh, I have one for worst day.
Okay.
Age 10, circumcision.
Age 10?
Yeah, it's actually a real friend story of mine.
It's not your story?
No, it's my friend's. He was too nervous to call in, so I'm calling it.
What's your name? What's your name? What is your name?
George.
Jesus Christ. Talk to them, Michelle.
George.
What's that?
Tell us more.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I don't know a lot about the story.
Can you, like, talk into the phone, please? If you're on speaker, that's a bad
move. I
think move.
His friend's talking to him, and that's why he's confused.
All right, you guys are annoying. Can you get it together? One of you needs to get on the phone and talk to us, please.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, who is this? George?
This is George still. Aiden is the one who had...
Okay. All right. Was it a Jewish thing? What's happening here?
Was it a Jewish thing?
Okay, can you just put him on the phone, please?
Just put him on the phone. Just put him on the phone.
Like, we don't have all night.
Put him on the goddamn phone.
Tell him to man up.
Man up, buddy. Just because you don't have a foreskin doesn't mean you don't have any courage.
Yeah,
right?
Forget the foreskin. You're full of strength.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Yeah. I'm Aiden.
Aiden.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Okay. So, my parents decided not to go with the whole circumcision thing when I was born, which, you know, that's a good call, I think. Foreskin just wouldn't retract, so they had to cut it off, but they waited till I was 10, and that was probably one of the most painful experiences of my life.
You were, like, totally awake?
Yeah, what was your anesthesia like?
Oh, no, they put me to sleep, but...
After?
Yeah, it was, 2 years of recovery.
Ouch.
What?
2 years?
Yeah.
No, what are you talking about? How is that even possible?
Well, it, like, healed before 2 years. It healed in, like, a couple of months. But
it was
like completely sensitive to the touch, like impossible to touch, totally painful.
Ouch.
For a whole 2 years. And that was like, I mean, I guess I was good in that I like didn't really get like weird puberty horny until after that, but like, you know,
weird puberty horny.
And, like,
yeah, dude, imagine if that hit you while you were like, if the weird puberty horny hit you like right after,
that would have been awful.
That would have been brutal.
And what does your therapist say about this whole thing?
Well, I had, like, a urologist during the test. He tried putting cream on it.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Aiden, you cannot curse. Do not say that D word again, or I'll hang up on you. Okay. Go ahead.
Wiener. I'll say wiener.
You can say penis. How about that? Like a normal human being. Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, that's the story. It's all better now.
Oh, well, that's good
I'm
to hear.
I'm glad you're okay.
And everything works okay, yes?
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay, good.
Fully operational.
Fantastic.
Good to
Aiden,
know.
Aiden, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt for your pain and suffering.
Great.
Have a good one.
You too.
That was a good one.
It's funny when boys are too scared to call and they're with their friends and they make their friends like, call and then they get on the phone anyway.
They grow up. Jesus.
Ouch.
They're saying he's a liar.
Why? Because you can't do that at 10?
I don't know.
Who's saying he's a liar?
Although someone on the comments board says he had a circumcision at age 11, too. It happens.
Who called him a liar? Or not who? You don't have to say
Jake
who, but what
called
they,
him a liar? Twice.
They just said, you're a liar, you're a liar.
This guy's a liar, and then liar, period.
Huh, interesting.
201-209-9368. Call us. Tonight's topic is describe your best or worst or both days in 3 words. Okay. Just lost that call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was it? Normally it's a Christmas tree.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I will explain something. First of all, best 3 words is Garden State Parkway, and the worst 3 words is New Jersey Turnpike. And I would just want to shed some light on a previous caller. Thank you very much. Just one little factoid. You know, it is very nice to have circumcision at 8 days old, which is Jewish tradition, as many people know about it. And this way you don't have so much pain about it. And they do studies and tests upon this thing. They say this is a good age. If child is strong enough. Any question? I have one more small comment, and then we resume program.
Okay.
So there was ancient stories, of course, in the Bible about the Ishmael. He had it at 13 years old, which all of his descendants was, of course, as you pointed out so very, very well, they were very painful in this time. And to this day, they have quite late circumcisions. But there is an idea that, you know, this is pain and suffering, but it's for a greater purpose.
Correct, yes.
It has the implications that there's a reward. So that you say, beyond even the T-shirt, which I'm sure is a very nice T-shirt, there is also a possibility that in heaven, you have special reward from going through some pain and suffering for something that is a spiritual but physical at the same time operations. Any question just at the moment?
No, we're good.
No, I think, yeah, okay, have a good, that was enough of the history lesson for me. We just want to send out a congratulations to Sandra and her baby Amelia, who was born at Princeton, in Princeton, this afternoon. They just sent me a little picture of their little baby and asked that we congratulate them on the air.
What a tiny little baby.
So congratulations, Sandra, and welcome, Amelia. I'm sorry for everything you're going to endure.
Amelia is a great name.
But listen, Amelia, YOLO, okay?
Yeah.
Tell her, Michelle.
From
tell
day
Amelia.
One, do all the things, Amelia.
Do them all, Amelia.
Amelia, do all the things.
Correct.
It'd be nice to be a little baby, be all warm, breastfeeding.
Must be nice, right?
Warm,
nothing to worry
breastfeeding,
about.
Cry, you get
cry,
something.
Cry, you poop, you eat, you sleep.
I mean, you still can cry.
I mean, that's what I do
something.
Mostly.
I can cry and then get my needs met pretty easily, I think.
Oh, but really? Must be nice.
You just cry and then someone gives you what you want.
Wow.
I'm not proud of it, but it works on occasion. It
doesn't work for me.
I remember my dad in college was like, please stop crying, I will send you money.
Oh, well, yeah, that works.
That always works. Still works.
Doesn't work for me anymore.
Sometimes.
Now I'm just like an old lady crying. Nobody wants that.
201-209-9368.
The hell does that mean?
What?
Just Ted just wrote on the comments board, I'm glad this show has stolen something from Broad City for a change. What the hell does that mean, Ted? I've never seen Broad City.
That show's raunchy.
I've never seen it at all. Not once, not for a second.
It's weird when people compare this show to Broad City. Like, just because there's two girls?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Sucker! A-hole.
Unbelievable.
Degenerates.
Absolutely unbelievable.
201-209-9368. We have 15 more minutes. You can call us and describe your best day in three words. We'll also take your worst day in three words. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU, the best radio station in the world.
God, it is.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, girls, it's me.
Hi, Aaron.
We sent out your shirt.
Thanks.
You're welcome. What's going on? You want to describe your best day in three words? Aaron's a little slow today, huh?
Slower than usual.
Is he still there?
Okay. Oh, here's my three words.
Here we go.
My freaking birthday.
I like that.
Do you get a lot of presents?
I bet he does. People love presents.
Which is today.
Today?
What?
No. How old are you? I can't believe it's his birthday. That's awesome.
Oh, I wish we would have known. We would have sent him something special.
Oh, man. How old are you, Aaron?
31.
31?
31's a great age.
Tip of the iceberg, my friend.
Yeah, you're just about to start living this life.
YOLO, Aaron.
Yeah, do all the things.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
I'm old.
Did he say I'm old?
I think he said I'm old.
You're not old, you're young. Happy birthday, and we sent your T-shirt, so you should get it soon, and we'll hear from you again next week, hopefully. Have a good one, Aaron. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. I think my best day would be spin the bottle.
How old are you, 12?
Yeah. Such a long time ago.
When I was 13, that was a pretty good day.
Your first kiss with your neighbor friend?
That was at a birthday party, a girl's birthday party.
All right, pal. Thanks for calling.
A lot of girls that day.
That is a good day then.
Kiss a lot of girls every day.
And I think my worst would be you're my rebound. Which wasn't a good day.
Rebound sex is all right.
No, she's telling me it's done. You're my rebound.
Oh.
Not real. And I thought it was real, so.
I think that's happening to me. All right, have a good one.
Take care, lady.
Wait, we got a good one off the comments board.
What is it?
Marla, best is made the list. Worst is did not win.
That's cute. I like
201-209-9368. Describe your best or worst day in three words.
We've got about 10 minutes left here on Shut Up Weirdo this evening. What else? What else is going on? Anything on the comments board?
Our listeners are being jerks.
To you?
No, about Aaron.
Not nice.
Yeah. Grow up. Jesus, what's wrong with everyone?
I don't like bullies.
That just made me so mad. I'm pissed.
Are they being bullies?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
So what do you want to know? The best day or the worst day?
Whatever, both.
Either.
Hello?
Hi, either, both. Whatever, just answer it.
No, all right, I'll just tell you the best day.
All right, let's hear it.
Threesome, two girls.
All right, what's the worst?
I don't know. I was going to say threesome, two transgenders.
Oh, get the...
you suck.
Get the hell...
Lame.
People are...
Lame.
I almost cursed just now. I almost told him to get the F out of here. I'm sorry. That pissed me off.
I have no patience for stuff like that.
Do not call the show with that nonsense ever again.
We don't like...
You are not welcome.
We like making fun of things, and...
It's not... Yeah.
But we're not... We don't hate.
No.
We do not.
You are not invited to join this program.
You cannot have this party with
us.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Awful.
I'm, like, about to curse.
That's just not what this show is. Annoying.
I'm so mad right now.
I know. That was super lame.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah.
This is my... son's idea. Go ahead. Hi.
So
my three words would be diarrhea noodle soup.
Wait, like you're eating it?
Like worst day ever.
Worst day ever would be diarrhea noodle soup.
That's disgusting.
Best day ever, and there's really something wrong with you.
What's your name, kid?
Wyatt.
How old are you?
12.
Do you get diarrhea from diarrhea noodle soup a lot?
Happened.
Like a lot?
Not a lot, but...
Like, how often? Like, once a month?
Just once.
Say that!
Why? I'm not talking about actual...
Oh, my word.
Sorry, I got in trouble, Wyatt. I got in trouble.
Do you listen to Shut Up Weirdo with your mom?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sometimes he goes up to his room by himself.
Oh, really? All right, guys. Thanks for calling. Have a good one. Thanks, Wyatt.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Steve from Staten Island.
Hey, Steve.
Okay, my best day ever was free Daft Punk.
Weird.
I mean, this is not my, you know, if I had to come up with my own, it would probably be a little bit better than that, but that was my best day. I got free Daft Punk tickets.
That's cool.
From, like, strangers.
Cool. All right, have a good one. Who cares? So Kid Pro Joe says, best day, mushrooms, saw God. Worst day is the next day.
No, the next day is never good.
They want to know what age we had our first kiss. I popped kiss someone when I was like 8
What's
or 9.
What's a pop kiss? Like,
yeah.
Tongue kiss?
My tongue kiss, I had a boyfriend named Polly. He took me to the movies to see Lethal Weapon. He gave me a ring.
Did he go to another school?
And what we didn't know... No, he went to my school. He was real. Wait, what we didn't know was that his parents were at the same mall that night, like, to keep an eye on us. He shoved his tongue in my mouth when we were watching the movie, and I hated it. I thought it was disgusting, and so I went home and I thought I was a lesbian. I'm 100% serious about this. For like a year, I thought maybe I was a lesbian because I didn't like it.
Hmm.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wasn't ready for a tongue in my mouth. You know what I mean?
Well, sometimes they're just not good at it when they're little.
Yeah, it was just was awkward and gross. And like in a movie theater.
Yeah. I do like a good makeout in a movie theater sometimes, though.
I like a good makeout anywhere. Mm. All the time.
All the things.
All the things. Yeah. I'm down with that. Hi, you're on the radio.
All the
things. Hey, what's up? Okay, turn your radio down, bro. Don't be an amateur.
Radio.
I'm going to hang up. 5.
Oh.
4.
Okay, turn your radio down.
Okay. Ah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay, so my best day of 4 hours sex. I don't know if I can say that.
You can say that.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it sounds so awful.
I would never want to do that ever. Was that like one session or was that like,
I didn't know it at the time.
Did you
like,
breaks?
The next day, like I kind of broke up with my boyfriend. So I guess you could say it was like goodbye sex or like breakup sex.
Oh, breakup sex.
It was the best sex I've ever had. Like, which sucks because now I'm married, but.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hopefully my husband's not listening.
Wow.
Yeah, like. It was the best, basically.
Wow. All right, sister. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one.
I hope her husband's not listening.
201-209-9368. Call us. Tonight's topic is describe your best or worst day in 3 words. Kimberly says, Frankie, great kiss story. Thanks for sharing. You're welcome. Hope I changed a life with that one. His name wasn't Spuds McKenzie. Just said it was Mike McKenzie. And he was before this.
He went to another school.
Mike McKenzie, who went to the other school, was in 4th grade. The kiss was like, I was 12. What grade is that?
6th.
Yeah. He gave me a ring.
I love that he went to another school lie when kids get so mad.
What?
That he goes to another school.
Mike McKenzie?
No, just like in general, kids always say that when like it's like, I have a boyfriend.
I used to write notes.
He goes to another school. It's like, sure
they
he
all
does.
Knew I was lying. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Whoa.
Hi. They sound so far away.
Can you guys, like, maybe talk into the phone or something? Because we can't hear you.
I could try that.
Yeah, try that.
Oh, my best day.
Can't hear you, man. Try it. Try it more. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, hi. I'm blind, and I teach children every day.
Mm-hmm.
My best day is every day. Here's my 3 words. Teach underprivileged children.
Aw.
That's great.
You're a good Samaritan.
Boreham Hill, yeah.
Good for you.
What's your worst day?
My worst
teach
day,
underprivileged
well,
children.
Hard even to think, you know. I'm pretty positive.
Just kidding.
Guy, so I have to think about that one, you know, for a while. But
you sound nice.
There's a Huffington Post piece on what I do. You can look it up. This teacher in Brooklyn.
Oh, cool. All right. Thanks for calling. We don't do plugs.
We don't do promos.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's up?
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Cool.
Today wasn't my worst day. It was bad, but it wasn't the worst ever.
All right. Good to know, bro.
I guess I would sum it up. The worst day ever, I would sum up as relationship and birthday.
That's not easy.
Yeah, because I broke up with my girlfriend on my 35th birthday. I had to move out. It happened to work out that way.
That sucks. All right. Have a good one. I don't care. 201-209-9368. Describe your best and worst, best/worst day in 3 words. So, you want to know who's on my list? Cindy with oral, period, sex.
Okay. Great.
STD. And Marla with Cindy. Cindy so far is on
STD
my list.
STD is funny.
Age 10 circumcision. That was a good one, though.
Rough.
So Aiden and Cindy, those are the two on my list.
All right, someone's got about 3 minutes to win this game.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, what's going on?
Not too much, driving to work.
Cool, fascinating.
Yeah, I best say sore bike ass. worst day... Not covered, sorry.
What's not covered? What?
Insurance. Insurance.
Oh, I thought he meant something else.
Yeah, that one sucks.
You thought he meant his
like
penis?
Like a rubber. I thought he meant like a rubber.
Yeah, yeah, I wanted to leave it a little more ambiguous. I mean, it could have meant a lot of things.
Oh, sorry for asking.
No, it's all right. It's all good. The listener should know.
All right, well, have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Have a good one.
All right, we've got 45 seconds.
Uh-oh, I broke it. Should I just name the winner or should we get one more call?
No, let's do one more call.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my best day ever is natural hair restoration.
Are you balding?
Not anymore. I heard that really hurts.
It did, but it was worth it. The pain was worth it.
What did they do to you?
I got my wife back, you know.
Did you get laid again?
I got my wife back. Oh, yeah. I got my life back. I like it.
All right, pal. Have a good one.
Bye.
Do I give it to Cindy or Aiden?
I guess Cindy told, like, a real story.
No, Aiden did. Cindy did not.
Well, she had, like, a best and a worst, and he just had a best, right?
No, he just had a worst, my friend. Age 10 circumcision is a worst.
Sorry, I forgot his.
Well, come on.
I don't know. It's your game.
Hey, Dad, do you want to choose the winner?
Sure.
Okay. Your options are Cindy, whose best was oral sex, and I can't say the last one. But
you couldn't even said that.
It's a party. And her worst was STD, or Aiden, whose worst was age 10 circumcision.
He's going to say the boy.
Yeah, because you have a penis.
Age 10 circumcision.
Aiden, you're the winner. Send us your t-shirt and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. We're sorry about your penis.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Jam. We'll be right back.
a bird, but still I'm cooling like Kool-Aid. Oh yeah, this is my trade, I'm getting paid by rhymes that I made. I'm Cole Mac and Big Ol' Mac on Mac truck. I'm not a David or a Donald or a sucker duck. Ain't got no money, think it's funny cause you're Donald Trump. You just a joke and your trunk isn't full of funk. You turned against me, treason was the reason. You did it to me cause your girl that I was teasing. If I'm a host, then Casanova was a gigolo. You be my Juliet, then I'll be your Romeo. I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I fight something. You bring it to me cause the reggae style is number one. I got the rhymes, you got the news. I got the info, you got news. I got the rough that reggae music.
Before we played the stage, the points made you consider it dumb by the prophet, the rage.